tonight on 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes,
the centerpiece of major broadcasts on world events.
60 Minutes gives you the biggest headlines and best storytelling on TV, and now on your schedule.
President Trump's campaign.
The term fake news.
Role Russia may have played.
From hard news and politics to lifestyle and pop culture, 60 Minutes gets the real story on America's most prevalent issues.
The wall on the Mexican border.
Humanitarian issues.
Hear the 60 Minutes podcast on demand.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Joining us on the line is State Assembly member Pat Burke, talking a little bit about everything going on in Albany as we inch closer and closer toward that budget deadline. Pat, one of the things that's kind of caught a lot of ears over the past couple of days has been the idea of a plastic bag ban on a state level and the fact that it seems to have a lot of support. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of traction on that initiative. I think the details are still being fleshed out. There's a lot of advocacy, you know, pushing for different components and trying to figure out what would be most effective. I think what everyone universally agrees is that single-use plastics are really, you know, choking our community off and really our state. So there are just millions of pieces of plastic going into Lake Erie every year. It is a significant problem, and it's something that is unnecessary. So there are easy solutions to these problems, and we have to do something about it. This isn't even a maybe. My argument and position is, you know, I don't want to just keep banning things on people. I'd like it to be holistic. I'd like to explain to people what the actual problem is, and then identify, because it's not just single-use plastic bags. It's plastic bottles. It's straws. It's it's plastic utensils. There's a ton of these things that are causing major, major problems. So I don't want to just keep doing one thing one year, one thing the next year. I'd rather, you know, identify all the problems, come up with an actual plan, and then help people get prepared for what it's going to look like. But right now, the plastic bag initiative is gaining a lot of traction, and I think it's likely to move.
We talked to Chris Jacobs a little bit earlier this morning about it. He called the Senate version of the plastic bag ban a money grab because of a 10 to 25 cent fee on paper bags. What is the Assembly version? What does that call for?
Well, again, because it's still being flushed out and debated. We have members who don't want a fee on paper at all. So the problem is, if you switch from plastic to just paper, the reason plastic bags were initially pushed was because of the concern regarding the overuse of paper bags, which comes from trees and has its own set of problems. So the most effective policy that's been analyzed is a ban on plastic bags, a fee on paper to reduce their use. The whole point is to get rid of is trying to stop a culture that is, you know, disposable and uses items and throws them away in single use. So by adding a fee to it, you reduce the use on paper as well. And you get people to bring reusable bags. I mean, it happens to me all the time. I have a bunch of reusable bags. Every time I stop at the store, I often forget them. And I think people need to be incentivized to remember that. It's not, I mean, I find it fear-mongering to say it's a money grab. You know, it's 10 cents a bag, and it's for a legitimate policy. And my advocacy, if we're going to put a fee on paper, is to put it towards an environmental protection fund so that we're investing in solving these problems. There's no way to do it. You know, it costs money to fix big problems like this and to help clean up our environment. There's no doubt if we do it through, you know, just the general fund or through, you know, adding to that with a fee, this is the solution that's being advocated for. We'll see what the end result is.
What types of bags would be included in this? Because just about everybody uses a plastic bag. Our mind will immediately go to, you know, what you get at a Tops or a Wegmans, but would this expand further than that or just limit it to those? We could be talking about the newspaper bags and other things.
So that's been part of the debate. Shopping bags would obviously be it. Newspaper bags has actually been, I mean, that's the thick of the debate has gotten to this level. What about newspaper bags? And you know, because it's got an actual purpose. If people's newspapers are outside in the rain, then they're going to get destroyed if you can't use a bag. And someone, a senior member, had said, well, you know, before we had plastic bags, we used a wax covering for papers. So I think people are sincerely trying to flesh out the policy and trying to be reasonable with everyone's day-to-day lives, but also acknowledging that there is a serious problem that is impacting our environment. We have to do something about it.
What about bread bags? Has that come up?
That has not come up, but I never realized I would spend so much of my life debating different types of bags and their usage. So I think the problem right now is when you're trying to get policy initiatives passed through the budget, there's such time constraints and you're actually focused on the actual financing of the world's 12th largest economy, which New York is. It's very difficult. There are just time constraints on everything. So it's trying to be fleshed out, and like we haven't come up with a final. There's not been a final decision on what will be included and what will be left out. I think that continues to be debated.
You said you've never thought you'd spend so much time talking about plastic bags. Is this like a welcome to Albany moment?
No. It's not even because there's been a lot of welcome to Albany moments, but I think it's sincere. I think there's nothing wrong with talking about how you're going to protect the environment. I think for me, there's a difference between advocacy and a general agreement on something, and then getting into the nitty gritty details of something. And it's important to do because there are unintended consequences to passing legislation without thoroughly considering all angles. And that's what's happening right now. But it's an experience.
Every Sunday, Face the Nation brings you in-depth interviews with the biggest names in Washington.
Kellyanne Conway, Nancy Pelosi, Lindsey Graham, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
You'll never miss an episode with the weekly podcast from CBS News Radio. Tune in to hear moderator Margaret Brennan and the country's top policymakers discuss today's toughest issues.
What is going on? Is this political conspiracy or is this just incompetence?
The Face the Nation podcast.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts.